أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. ولو شاء ربك لآمن من في الأرض كلهم جميعا أفأنت تكره الناس حتى يكونوا مؤمنين. The previous ayah, ayah number 98 of Surah Yunus, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala briefly spoke of the people of Yunus alayhi salam and how through their tawbah, through their repentance, they had averted from themselves the punishment of Allah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in ayah number 99 of Surah to Yunus says, addressing the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, وَلَوْ شَاءَ رَبُّكَ, if Allah wished, if Allah willed, لَآمَنَ مَنْ فِي الْأَرْضِ كُلُّهُمْ جَمِيعًا, whoever was on earth would have all brought iman together. If Allah wanted that, Allah could have allowed that to happen. But remember that we are placed on earth as human beings in order to test our loyalty to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That is why we are placed in this dunya, in this world. It is darul imtihan. It is a place of imtihan where the test takes place so that we are qualified enough to earn paradise and Allah's happiness in akhirah. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, if Allah wished, Allah could have allowed and Allah could have made it such that everyone on earth all together could have brought iman. أَفَأَنْتَ تُكْرِهُ النَّاسِ, Allah addresses the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, will you then compel the people? Will you then compel the people, force the people, حَتَّى يَكُونُ مُؤْمِنِينَ, so that they may become believers? You cannot do that. It is not our duty to compel people, to force people to embrace Islam. Yes, once a person has entered the fold of Islam, then we are allowed to enforce rules to ensure his living as a Muslim. There's a difference between the two. And that applies to an Islamic state, where a country or a state is under the governance of an Islamic ruler and Islamic Sharia and Islamic law is implemented. In such a country, a person who is a believer, who is in the fold of Islam, then to live by Islam, you can compel him and rules can be enforced in order to ensure that. But a person who is a non-Muslim, a disbeliever, we can never use such an approach. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has said also, La ikraha fi deen. There's no ikraha. You cannot compel people and force them to enter into deen. So Allah tells the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, وَمَا كَانَ لِنَفْسٍ أَن تُؤْمِنَ إِلَّا بِإِذْنِ اللَّهِ, no person can ever bring iman except with the permission of Allah. Or except with the permission of Allah. You make the effort, you do the necessary work that you are asked to do and what you are told to do, but ultimately choosing a person to embrace Islam and to come into the fold of Islam, that is a decision that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has taken. وَيَجْعَلُ الرِّجْسَ عَلَى الَّذِينَ لَا يَعْقِلُونَ, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, and He makes filth settle on those who choose not to understand. Those who choose not to understand, who feel that they do not wish to know anything about Allah, they shut their minds, لا يعقلون, they do not use their intellect, they choose not to use the thinking capacity and ability that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given them, they choose not to use that, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in return, Allah allows filth to settle on them. That is why you will find them engaged in acts of immorality. You will find them performing and doing such things that even animals would feel ashamed of doing. Why? This is all the result of that filth that has settled on them. قُلْ, tell them, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, أُنْظُرُوا مَاذَا فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ, look and study all those things that are in the heavens and the earth. One of the channels that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has put in place for a person to come to recognize Allah is the creation of Allah. And very effective route and channel, and how many people came into the fold of Islam after studying creation, after studying the human being, after studying the whatever exists in space and so forth, after studying all these things, they were left with no choice but to embrace Islam. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, use this channel that Allah has made available to you. Study whatever is in the heavens and the earth. وَمَا تُغْنِي الْآيَاتُ وَالنُّذُرُ But Allah tells the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that signs and warners, miracles and warners will not be of any benefit عَنْ قَوْمٍ It will not be of any benefit and it will not assist a people who do not want to believe. قَوْمٍ لَا يُؤْمِنُونَ If they don't want to believe, bring to them whatever verse, whatever ayah, whatever sign, whatever warner you wish to bring to them. O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, they shall not believe. فَهَلْ يَنْتَظِرُونَ إِلَّا مِثْلَ أَيَّامِ الَّذِينَ خَلَوْا مِنْ قَبْلِهِمْ Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, are they waiting for nothing less than the days of those who came before them? Is that what it is? They are waiting for nothing less, for nothing short of the days experienced by those who came before them, the generations that came before them, meaning in the form of punishment and in the form of difficult situations. Qul, tell them, O Muhammad, fantadhiru, wait for it. If you want it, then wait for it. If that is what you are waiting for, then wait for it. Qul, fantadhiru, inni ma'akum minal muntadhirin, I'm also waiting with you. ثُمَّ نُنَجِّي رُسُلَنَا Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, we will rescue our rusul. Our rusul, we will save them, the messengers of Allah, that when the decision comes from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to punish a people and to allow his adab and punishment to settle on a community, Allah says, نُنَجِّي رُسُلَنَا We will rescue, we will save our messengers. وَالَّذِينَ آمَنُوا كَذَلِكَ And even those who have brought iman in the messengers, حَقًّا عَلَيْنَا نُنْجِي الْمُؤْمِنِينَ Allah says it is our duty, it is our responsibility, it is obligatory upon us to provide our help, our assistance, and to rescue all those who have brought iman. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us the understanding.